Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. There was to be no miracle win for either side in Brisbane, and both Australia and South Africa were forced to settle for a draw in the opening test at the Gabba. Australia declared on 565 for 5 after Michael Hussey scored 100, and South Africa closed on 166 for 5, an overall lead of 51. Michael Clarke advanced his personal score from 218 to 259 not out when the declaration came, shortly after Hussey had been caught by substitute Faf du Plessis off Morney Morkel. It brought to an end the partnership between Clarke and Hussey, which was worth 227 for the fifth wicket. Matthew Wade was unbeaten on 19, and Clarke faced 398 deliveries, hitting 27 fours in all, before deciding that a lead of 125 was enough to put South Africa under some pressure. A quick double strike from James Pattinson to remove openers Graham Smith and Alvaro Peterson gave Australia hope, but they were blunted again by first innings centurions Hashim Amla's 38 and Jacques Callis's 49. Both men fell to Peter Siddle and Nathan Lyon respectively, before AB de Villiers dug in to make 29 in 114 deliveries to shepherd South Africa to safety. The two sides move on to Adelaide, where the second test begins on the 22nd of this month. West Indies bounced back from an average first session to take complete control on the first day of their test series against Bangladesh at the Sheri Bangla National Stadium. Sohag Gadsi took 3 wickets on debut, but Shibnarine Chanderpaul and Kiran Powell both hit hundreds in the afternoon. Chris Gayle created history by hitting the first ball of the match, delivered by Gadsi for 6. Never before had that been achieved, but Gadsi gave Bangladesh plenty to cheer with the wicket of Gayle, Darren Bravo and then Powell. Powell had by then hit 117, that was his second test century, while Shibnarine Chanderpaul was on top form, hitting an unbeaten 123, while Dinesh Ramdin will start tomorrow unbeaten on 52. Melissa Bulow has announced her retirement from international cricket, Cricket Australia have confirmed. Bulow, who first played international cricket in 2003, will continue to play domestically for the Queensland Fire. She represented Australia in 2 test matches, 19 one-day internationals and 2 2020 internationals.